So in today's gospel, we're told that Jesus is the son of Mary, and it says that he has brothers James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and even references sisters. Yet the Catholic Church teaches that Mary had no other children besides Jesus Christ. So how do we put these two things together that appear to be in contradiction? Well, for starters, we have to go back and understand that the scriptures were written 2,000 to 3,500 years ago. So words change, cultures change, understandings change. So we have to go back and understand how the ancients used this word brother. So let's go to the Old Testament. In 1 Samuel 26, we have David. David will become the future king of David, and his friend Jonathan was killed. And we're told there that it says, I, David, grieve you, Jonathan, my brother. In Matthew 12:50, Jesus says, are not the ones who do my will, my brother, my sister, my father? We see that in James's letter. James's writing, we're told in the very beginning, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. So what happens is the Jews start going out either to evangelize, the Jewish Christians that is, or they're being driven out by persecution. And James is writing to all these people spread out all over the Holy Lands. And there, on 15 separate occasions, he addresses the people as my brothers. Finally, in 1 Corinthians 15, they're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it says, after that, Jesus appeared to more than 500 brothers at once. Now, I know we have some big families here at St. Dominic's, but ladies, 500 kids? So we can see that the word brother in the scriptures doesn't always refer to biological siblings, that it is used for a broader sense. Part of the reason is they didn't have the word cousin that we have today. They didn't have that word. So that word was used to describe biological and non-biological relationships. Now, some people want to support Jesus having brothers and sisters by turning to Luke 2. It says, while they were there, the time came for them to have a child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. So that phrase firstborn, or that word firstborn, has taken on a life of its own. Now, if you think about it, people will have their first child. And they'll say, is that your first child? Yeah, this is my firstborn son, my firstborn daughter, my first child. Now, logically, that doesn't necessarily mean there will be a second child. I'm looking at a couple over there that I witnessed their wedding, and they have their first child. Now, we hope many other children will come, but as of right now, they have a first child. It doesn't necessarily mean that more children will follow. Additionally, we have to understand that the term firstborn was also a legal term. It gave the individual or group rights and privileges if they were the firstborn. So we see this in Exodus 13. It says, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, consecrate to me every firstborn that opens the womb. So the firstborn child, the firstborn animal, whether it be a donkey, a chicken, whatever it was dedicated back to God. In Numbers 3, the Lord says to Moses, I hereby take the Levites from the Israelites in place of every firstborn. The Levites, therefore, are mine, because every firstborn is mine. So, again, this title doesn't necessarily mean more children follow. Doesn't mean that they don't follow. But the firstborn had rights and had privileges that the others did not. Now let's look at the phrase, the brother of James and Joseph. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel 27. He writes, now there were also many women there looking from afar. So we're at the crucifixion, and we're told there's a bunch of women who were afar. And they include Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. So the name Mary was very popular in Jesus' time. And there are seven Marys mentioned in the New Testament. If you go in and read it really carefully, at times you're sort of like, which Mary are we talking about? Sometimes it's really easy. It's like Mary, the mother of Jesus. Okay, we got that one, you know. But other times it gets a little confusing. So we have two Marys, But if the sons are, if they're biological brothers, that would mean these two Marys are sisters. It'd be kind of strange having two sisters named Mary, unless you're George Foreman, right? He named all his kids George or something like that. So we got to be careful. Read the scriptures to really understand who it is we're talking to. Also at the crucifixion, in John 19, we're told one of the last things Jesus does on the cross is he turns to Mary and John. And he says, John, behold your mother. Mary, behold your son. Now, if Mary had other siblings, particularly sons, if Jesus had brothers, then that would never happen. They would just necessarily step up and say, we got to take care of mom. So it's bizarre that this would be done, that Jesus is saying, no, I'm going to bypass all my blood and give my mom's care to someone else. And then finally, just pretty straightforward argument, who is Jesus' father? The Holy Spirit. So if you want to be a literalist, we read the scriptures and say that Jesus had actual brothers, that's impossible unless the Holy Spirit came back again and again and again, right? So Jesus' mother is Mary, but his father is the Holy Spirit. So no one could ever claim to be the biological blood brother of Jesus Christ because he is conceived by the Holy Spirit. So it was fascinating to do my homework for this homily today, looking some stuff up on the internet. I'm like, what did the early Protestant reformers think about this issue? So the early Protestant reformers had no problem saying, you Catholics are wrong. No problem saying, look right here in the Bible, it says it right here. So I thought, what did they say about this issue? So when I went, I found some writings from Martin Luther, right? Nailed the 95 Theses on the door, the father of the Protestant Reformation. And he writes, Christ was the only son of Mary, and the Virgin Mary bore no children besides him. I am inclined to agree with those who declare that brothers really means cousins. For Holy Writ, the scriptures, and the Jews always called cousins brothers. Zwingli, another of the early reformers, said, I firmly believe that Mary, according to the words of the gospel, as a pure virgin, brought forth for us the Son of God, and in childbirth and after childbirth remained a pure, intact virgin. And then Calvin, the Calvinist movement, says, those who reject Mary's perpetual virginity based upon scripture passages that mention Jesus' brothers and sisters show, quote, excessive ignorance. His words, don't get mad at me, right? But I believe them. I'm just kidding. Okay, so here we have three Protestant reformers writing 1,500 years after this event, who have no problem saying you Catholics get this wrong, you get that wrong, you get the other thing wrong, saying that this is what the scriptures mean. So we have to be careful when reading the scriptures to really see what we're reading, really understand it, go deeper, read commentaries, understand the history around it. Because sometimes you might read it and it looks like it's the right answer or the simple answer, but we have to go deeper. We really have to understand what Christ is trying to reveal to us in our scriptures. Might not seem like a big deal that Jesus had brothers or not, but apparently it was because we've been talking about it 2,000 years later. So we have to understand what is it God is trying to tell us when we read our sacred scriptures.